Ois Ein Aleph. Al Kisavid Elbel and the Kias Kapayim Ubloy Tahara. The person should make sure that he has cleanliness when he davens. Because a person's tefillah will not be accepted if he doesn't have tahara. It's interesting that we don't focus on this enough, but a setting changes how you approach something. Imagine a shul where they do not talk inside the shul, period. Never. The only thing they do inside of the shul is words of Torah or words of tefillah. So when you walk into the shul, you're going to go into a zone a little bit, because you're going to change how you your expectations. You go into a certain mode when you walk into that building, because that's what you do there, nothing else. That's the halacha. The halacha is you don't want to talk to Rabbi Talib inside of the shul. So we grapple with the halachic issue, what the status of our shul is, and what the form the tzrachim are mutter, but Dvar Mitael and Ikur Din is us. I don't have a good belief with school, so I have the same problem as everybody else. But I was once in a shul that they don't talk any words in the sanctuary itself. No words ever said other than words of tefillah. It's a mind-boggling thing to see. So it creates not just a daven, period. So the Rashba says that the reason why we wash our hands in the morning is because just like the Kohanim, when they would go into the Mikdash, before they started the Avodah, the Torah says that they have to wash themselves. There's a din of Rechitzi Dar Maglayim. So we wash ourselves in the morning as a dogma of the Kohen going to Avodah. And that's the din of the Tzadayim, according to the Rashba in the morning, is that a person's day is a day that you're committing yourself to Avodah, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the way you're going to push it, impress that upon yourself, is by doing an act how you enter to the Mikdash. So the person is makbet on the Kiyas Kapayim, the person is makbet on Tahara, the person is makbet on Lavush, right? What type of clothing, there's a loch, what type of clothing is a person supposed to wear for davening? You're standing in front of the Mamelech. You know, if we would be makbet on all of these things which Chazal put in place, Chazal touched up, are necessary to create the atmosphere that davening will be a davening, our davening will be totally different. You know, talk before davening. The person not supposed to, not supposed to get involved in anything else. The time he gets up till he goes down, the person not supposed to get involved in any other type of conversation. So you convey a certain mode that this is the first thing you do in the first thing you do. Halachas, if you greet somebody, meet somebody, what you're allowed to say, not allowed to say, but the etzim, there's certain things which all of them set the tone, set the tenor for the reality of. Now, Nikur Tzilis is the kavanah. What's an afkamina? You can hear a person arguing. Listen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees our, sees through the clothing. So what's the difference? Whether I'm wearing a fancy suit or whether I'm wearing sandalim and mitzvahim kisarim. What's an afkamina? Right? The afkamina is not for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The afkamina is for me. If the only way I feel comfortable davening is when I set myself into a certain tone, I'm walking in front of the melech. Right? So I need to look appropriate. I'm going to relate to davening differently. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. That's maskil. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to make an afkamina to him. The afkamina is to us. One of the boys asked me by the question and answer, so we do when they have the Inshabbos, so before Maariv, after Shul Shudas, I do questions and answers with the boys, the high school boys. So the questions are a lot of times, standard questions, the things they want to know about, etc. Once in a while, you get somebody throws you a curveball, like he wants to know about. Like somebody asked me, what are the halachah and afkaminas between being the Gadol Ador? I was tempted to say I can't reveal the secrets, but I didn't want to say that. Because some of the boys wouldn't know how to take my sense of humor. You have to be careful with high school boys. One of the boys asked, what's the halacha of wearing a hat for davening? What's the halacha of wearing hats? So I said, actually, the halacha is actually not brought down by wearing a hat by davening. It's actually brought down by benching. And it's brought down by bezdim. When bezdim sits, there's a little ituf. So a lot of the other are annoying that we don't do ituf nowadays. We don't put on a talus. But the act of putting on your jacket, putting on your hat, is the ituf of the person. So I mentioned that there's a little ituf. Right? So by davening, it doesn't say that. But hagufa, that the person should have a beged which is kaveh a certain nikvadus to the person. This counts a beged amyuchel tefila, which is why some people wear a garzel. Or something, there's a certain chashiva. When you start davening, you do an action. So there's fascinating studies, psychological studies, that a person can train himself. If a person, let's say, a person has a happy moment, and whenever they have a happy moment, they do a certain hand motion. So the mind later on, when you do the hand motion, the mind will go into a happy mode. The mind creates associations. So the association between happiness and this hand motion will now mean that in the future I can access the happiness by doing the hand motion. So Chazal chap that we can create a certain reality by doing chitzarius. Chitzarius is miaris and panemius. It's not, we picture it. It means over a period of time, a person does something, but the chitzarius, we get a certain panemius to it. That's true, and that's a much deeper level. And this is more superficial. But a certain amount, we sort of connect, make these connections in our mind that make associations. So you'll have people that, they'll eat a food and they'll have memories of their parents, because my mother used to always serve me this, whatever. So the flavor of the food will bring back the picture of his mother in his mind. So we want you to, because I wanted us to do these actions, and they create a mode of standing in front of the melon. Okay, one nakuda. Other nakuda, the kias kapayim in general, tahara. It's fascinating, that till recently that concept of hygiene was not a very goyish thing. That they didn't believe in washing. They didn't think it was healthy. And one of the ways that the Inquisition used to catch the conversos was by the fact that they were washing their hands, because God wouldn't wash their hands. One of the Queen Elizabeth was Miss Foyer, that she only took a bath twice in her life. Once when she was born, and once before she got married. So, yeah. But Muslim, the Kiyas Kapayim, the constant, because you go through Siman Dalet, you have to wash your hands with this, you have to wash your hands with that, you have to wash your hands with this, you have to wash your hands with that, you have to wash your hands with this, wash your hands with that. There's so many different things that you have to do that you have to wash your hands for. Right? Chazal saw the Kiyas Aguf. There's a halacha before a person davens, a person has to cleanse out his body. There's a halacha of in the kiyas, an internal nikias in the body. The body should be called to Zaytar Marna, Hashemich HaMoycha. The whole body has to be clean. That Chazal saw the body is an integral part of the process of tefillah, and it's something which is kaddish. It's something which has to be treated with the Medrash says in Mikra Rabba that one time Hillel was going to the going somewhere. Simon asked him, "Where's the Rebbe going?" He says, "He's going to do a mitzvah." He says, "What's the mitzvah?" He's going to the Beis Americas. He's going to the bathhouse. He says, "So what's the mitzvah going to the bathhouse?" So he said that government hires people that their job is to keep the statues of the kings of the Caesar, that it should be clean, and you get paid. Get paid for that because it's the tselem of the melech. You have to give it honor. So I'm a tselem elokim. So I'm keeping the tselem elokim looking appropriate. So the approach of Chazal towards the challenge that you always have is going overboard. You know, the person who sits by the Chazal said, "Mention, look in the mirror." It's the Erech HaMenisha, right? And so the person has to look presentable, but he has to sit there worry about the perfect appearance. That's not the goal. The halachas nowadays most workers begadisha, these type of things are totally what the derech is nowadays. Men do look at the mirror. There are milas, by the way, not looking in a mirror. When you get old, you can't tell that you have white in your beard. So you can still think that you can still pretend that you're 30. But Chazal saw the goof and the neshama is not two different things. So how you deal with the goof is going to be a chalik of your tefillah. That you, if tefillah is the neshama talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, like it's soul. Like, what's the nafkamina about is your body? Like, who cares? That's not how the halacha sees it. The body is part of the process. It's this musig of respecting the person's bodily needs and the different things and taking care of it. Besides when you start to murder the Nasha Seichem, but besides that, Be'etzim, it's a keli, and it's a very valuable keli. The halachas of respect we give for a mace, because it was a keli of avodah. You have to have respect to it. You can't just you can't ignore it. We need to. You know, sometimes the stress in the world of avodah, etc., is focus on the neshama, and we sort of we spoke about sleeping. We spoke there are physical needs. A person has to take care of them, and it's important that this is a chelik of a person's avodah as much as the ruchni is a part of it. The gashmi is a part of avodah is also a chelik of the avodah.